prevent a court battle, city leaders settled to pay $2 million to Ability Housing for a lost grant and to set up a new one for a disability housing program. The agreement also requires the city to revamp zoning rules, but details have stalled in city council. Jacksonville attorney Jason Teal says that's partially why an April 30th deadline was extended by at least a month.
If we're really close and you know, that it looks like we just need a little bit more time, that deadline can still be extended.
For its recent study of housing discrimination, the D.C.-based National Fair Housing Alliance mined complaints filed with local fair housing organizations and the federal government. Director Lisa Rice says there were more than 28,000 in 2016 alone.
The majority of those complaints that we see relate to disability, so people with disability who are alleging that they have experienced some form of housing discrimination.
74 disability-related complaints were filed with the Jacks Area Legal Aid last year. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.